Reports suggest Saudi Arabia is on the brink of waging a war on Qatar. The country, the kingdom, has tried to isolate. Osama Bahrani takes a look at where else in the region Riyadh has been accused of making interferences.
Since June 2017, Saudi Arabia has been in a heated dispute with Qatar, each accusing the other of fomenting unrest in the region. Reports have surfaced that Saudi Arabia had planned to invade Qatar in the summer of 2017. Former U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is said to have prevented the attack at the last minute. But in March 2011, the top U.S. ally did take military action in Bahrain. Saudi forces crossed the border to suppress a popular uprising that was underway in Manama. This is what the Bahraini opposition Al-Wafaq Party said at the time.
The threat from Saudi and their forces crossing the border to fight the defenseless Bahraini people. This means Bahraini people are under real threat from fighting against armed forces without the announcement of war.
Since 2011, Saudi Arabia has been interfering in Syria, supporting militants who are fighting against the government of Bashar al-Assad. That's according to former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden.
The Saudis, the Emiratis, etc. What were they doing? They were so determined to take down Assad and essentially have a proxy Sunni-Shia war. What did they do? They poured hundreds of millions of dollars and tens, thousands of tons of weapons into anyone who would fight against Assad, except that the people who were being supplied were al-Nusra and al-Qaeda.
Emails leaked by WikiLeaks show that former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton admitted Saudi Arabian support for Daesh, also known as ISIS. In one memo, she says, "We need to use our diplomatic and more traditional intelligence assets to bring pressure on the governments of Qatar and Saudi Arabia, which are providing clandestine financial and logistic support to ISIS and other radical groups in the region." That was dated August 2014, the same time Daesh was raping Izadi women and slaughtering Syrian and Iraqi soldiers. In December 2009, WikiLeaks released a State Department cable under Clinton's name. Here, she says Saudi Arabia is a critical financial support base for Al-Qaeda, the Taliban in Afghanistan, and LET, which is a terrorist group in Pakistan. In November 2015, Lebanon accused Saudi Arabia of holding its prime minister hostage. During a visit to the kingdom, Saad al-Hariri made a surprise resignation speech. Beirut accused Riyadh of interfering in Lebanon's internal affairs. In March 2015, Saudi Arabia began a war on Yemen. Almost daily airstrikes have killed nearly 15,000 people. 8 million others are on the brink of starvation. Yemen is being described as the worst humanitarian disaster in the world. Let's just recap what was mentioned in this report alone. That's Qatar, Bahrain, Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Lebanon, and Yemen.